This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Good morning, good evening. Hello to all of you. Welcome. My name is Holly Musselwhite. I am the clinical nurse educator for Kinetics USA, a company under AMN Healthcare. And today we're going to be talking about taxes in the USA. Not everybody's favorite topic, but it is a really popular request that we receive from our nurses and other healthcare professionals that we work with who are already here in the US, who are getting ready to come to the US, who are considering coming to the US. So this will have some great information. We have two great guests that are going to be sharing information with us today. And so I think it's going to be a really great show. And I hope that you will stay tuned for what we have coming up. So I want to bring on our guests. So hopefully they're with us already. Good morning. And I think it's morning to both of you. So hi, Kay and Maydell. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Holly. Good morning, Maydell.
Good morning, Kay. Good morning, Holly. Yes. You see, yes, it's morning.
I'm still sipping on a little bit of coffee. So
bear the with same. Me. I drop off my son and then step on.
Me too.
Cheers. All right. So ladies, I'd like for you to introduce yourselves and tell us just a little bit about, you know, how you came to be in the U.S. and what it is that you're going to be sharing with us today. Kay, we'll start with you.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Good evening. Good afternoon. My name is Kay. I'm a nurse, operating room nurse by profession. I arrived in the United States around 2006, and I was clueless. You know, like everybody of you, you know, you just wait for your paycheck. And my experience here is I don't understand what I'm seeing in my pay stub because this is something new. And plus, I'm young that time and really kind of like YOLO. You know, you only live once, so that's not pay attention. But then I realized that, you know, I think there is some disconnect here because I was doing a lot of overtime as a newcomer to the United States. And I don't see that my net home is really getting, you know, way ahead because of the taxation. Then I started realizing that taxation is very important to understand if you really want to, you know, succeed financially in your life, you know, because it's part of the part of your expenses. And you have to understand what goes around it. So here I am after learning that. I used it in my travel nursing and been travel nursing for the past 17 years in the United States already. So here. And I also have a business as well in the United States after learning all this.
That's awesome. Kay, we're looking forward to hearing more about your experience. And I'm sure you have a wealth of knowledge. And if you've been traveling, you've probably experienced some different states and the state taxes that come along, not just the federal taxes. So we'll move on. Maydell, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So I'm Miss Maydell Baroma. I'm from Katy, Texas. We moved from Washington State during the pandemic. So we lived in Washington State for about 10 years and then moved here. My background is I'm a doctor in physical therapy. I am currently a program manager with a big rehab company. And at the same time, but that's my part-time, okay? But my full-time is I'm a licensed financial professional in a big broker firm. And I've been in this industry for about 6 years. So we came to the U.S. 2010. Of course, knew nothing about the country. First time to ride in a plane. Never been to a plane, only here coming to the U.S. And I have three kids. For some reason, Uncle Sam was favorable to my end because of my three kids. And it really helped us a lot, boost a lot of savings because of tax refund. But of course, I'm like you guys, I'm also confused about the taxation system here in the U.S. I have a lot of mistakes as well in the past because I don't understand my W-2, my W-4, and all these tax forms. That's why I became so passionate teaching this topic, because me, myself, I was like, oh my goodness, if I see myself with others experiencing the same, oh, I wish I could help them, right? So for today, we're going to be talking a lot about taxes, you know, what's IRS, how is the tax system here in the US, and what are basically what nurses are being taxed on, you know, terminologies like federal tax, state tax, tax credit, tax refunds, tax rebates, and all the other stuff. And of course, we will go over the documents when you're starting a job as an employee, and of course, filing taxes. It's the best, the most fun part of it. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you, Maydell. So I think we're going to get started with what you just mentioned, which is, what is the IRS? Yes. So some people are starting very basic, and they hear this term and they hear the W-2s and W-4s and all that stuff. And we will get to those details. But let's just start with the basics. What is the IRS?
So, of course, IRS is a revenue service for the United States, a federal government, and they're responsible for collecting taxes. And it is administered by, you know, a certain IRS code, and which is the main body of the federal statutory tax law. For some, they felt like IRS is like a scary government agency. But I tell you, like what Kay had mentioned a while ago, if you knew how these taxes work, you know, IRS could be on our side, you know. And of course, if giving you a little bit overview of the U.S. tax system, okay, the U.S. tax system is set up on both the federal and the state level. And federal tax and state taxes are completely separate, and each has its own authority to charge taxes. The federal government doesn't have the right to interfere with the state taxation, and each state has its own tax system that is separate from the other states. And then besides that, within the other state, there may be several jurisdictions that also charge, that also like impose, I would say, charge taxes. And these charge taxes could be either counties or towns that may charge for their, for example, their own school taxes that are in addition to the state tax. Okay. Now, what is a nurse taxed on? Okay. Nurse taxed on to what we call the income tax. Okay. The income tax is one of the most well-known forms of taxation. If any of you earn in the U.S., earn an income in the U.S., you will see the deductions on your paycheck. When I first came to the U.S., I thought like, oh, this is my rate. Wow, I'm doing all my math and everything. And then suddenly, when I got my first paycheck, huh? You know, this shouldn't be the calculation. So I started calling my HR and questioning, and I didn't know about all these deductions. I felt so dumb and stupid for not knowing, but of course, you know, it's my first time, and I was, you know, it's normal to be questioning all these deductions, because of course in the Philippines, we're not familiar with those kind of deductions. And every person who earns income in the US is supposed to pay income tax on both the federal and state level. Federal taxes includes your Social Security and the FICA. Okay, and each state also has its own form of income tax that employers also withhold from your paycheck. So looking at on the screen is, I mentioned about the federal tax, which is a tax that you pay to the national government. Is, of course, it's your tax based on what you earn, what you buy, things you own. And then now this is one, even when we die, we're taxed, okay, because of the estate and inheritance taxes. So as you can see in your screen, then those a while ago, those are your individual taxes based on those category. Okay, also on top of that, the federal tax is the money that individuals and businesses pay to the US government based on income and profits. And to be mindful that the individual income tax has 7 tax rates that rise with income. And each rate applies only to income in a specific range, ranging from 10% to 37%. Okay. Now, for example, if I'm looking at California, so the tax rates range from 1% to 12.3%, and it's based on the lowest and the highest tax bracket. And you can also see states here that doesn't have, or what I mean, does have flat rates. So it doesn't matter how much you make, they have the flat rate. Like Indiana has a flat rate of 3.15%. Illinois has 4.95, and you could also see other states that doesn't have state tax. So for those of you, you're trying to move to different states, some of them, they have a state tax is a big factor why they're relocating to a new state, okay? So like for us in Washington State, and we were in Washington State, we did not experience state tax. So we, but then why did we move to Texas? Well, of course, there's no state tax, but then weather, Washington is raining, you know, it's cold. And so, and of course, there's a lot of opportunities for my husband here in Texas. So we, that's one factor as well. So let's move on to tax credit. And what do we mean by tax credit? So tax credit is an amount of money that taxpayers are permitted to subtract dollar per dollar from the income tax that they owe. And tax credits are more favorable than tax deductions because they actually reduce the tax due, not just the amount of taxable income. So examples of tax credits is your family and dependent credits. If you've got kids, which I will discuss a little bit about child tax credit. If you have, you know, like Tesla or those, you know, electric clean vehicle credits, that's what we call that. Income and savings credit, a homeowner and healthcare credits. Okay.
And Madel, just a quick question. So on these credits, are these credits always there or might they change from year to year what you might be eligible for?
Well, it's still, it's always, IRS always posts announcements anyway. Mm-hmm. So we just have to be on top of it or your CPA will update you anyway. But so far through the years, I've been, since I came to the U.S., I've been getting the family independent credits. Mm-hmm. I get the homeowner credits because of, and then, of course, the healthcare credits. So I, it is still there. But the one that that may change will be the amount of credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. That makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, yes, one very, okay, like what I said a while ago, I have three kids. That's why Uncle Sam was very, very favorable with me. Mm-hmm. So my kids came when they were very young. So my youngest was 2, my eldest was 6. So imagine how many years holy that I enjoyed. I enjoyed a child tax credit. Mm-hmm. But now my eldest is 21 and my second is 18 and my youngest is 15. Oh my goodness. You know how that works, right?
Yeah.
So, yes.
We get the benefit now.
I was joking with my husband. Maybe we need another baby. Anyway.
Well, and you know what? The other thing is I've been on the other side of that and my grandmother was my dependent for a while. So when I filed my taxes, my dependent wasn't a child. It was an older adult. And there was some tax benefit to including her in that filing as well.
Yes, that's called the dependent credit. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm going to highlight the child tax credit here. But yes, we have a lot of credits. So child tax credit, as of now, as per IRS, they had, it's only, you know, it only marked the 2022 child tax credit, which still, if you have young children, they will provide $2,000 for each dependent child as long as they have a social security number younger than 17 at the end of 2022. Mm-hmm. And then, but the $2,000 per child amount begins to phase out at incomes of $200,000 for single tax filers and $400,000 for married couples filing jointly. Okay, so it's still like what you mentioned a while ago, Holly, would this be subject to change? For now, with this one, is yes, it's still, if you make more than, if you make those income and more than that, it's going to phase out on you. And like what you said a while ago about the dependents, you just list them when you file your taxes. And then, of course, just put your social security numbers on what we call Form 1040. And you have to complete what we call a Schedule 8812, which is called the Credits for Qualifying Children and Other Dependents. So make sure when you file your taxes, of course, your CPA will prepare all those forms anyway, but it's good to know these forms, right? And then, like, what if, Madel, our dependents are already above age 17 and they're still living with us? So if you have children or other dependents who are 17 or older at the end of 2022, you can get 500 credit for each of them. And of course, this should be put on the form schedule 8812 on line 6 to 8. So that would be something good to know. Okay, and then I could go over the next one, which is the tax rebate. So if that slide can be pulled out. So besides a tax credit, there's also what we call tax rebate, right? So in a tax rebate is a refund of tax when the tax liability is less than the taxes paid by an individual or business. And tax rebates can be issued by federal, state, or local government for various reasons, okay? Such as stimulating the economy, encouraging certain types of purchases, or reducing tax burdens on low-income earners. Examples of these are the recovery rebate credit. You know, when we had the economy downturn 2008 because of the housing bubble and during the pandemic. So that's an example of a recovery rebate credit. You also have the alternative energy tax rebate. So like for us, we have our house. We have a solar panel, so that's a credit. And then, of course, if you have a hybrid car like Tesla or Toyota Prius, so that's a tax rebate. Okay?
Madel?
Yes.
Take a breath. Woo, you've covered a lot of great information. And I appreciate that. But we're going to give you a break for just a second.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Kay, I actually want to bring you in and ask you, have you experienced any of these rebates or credits that Madel has been sharing with us? And did you figure that out from talking with a tax professional, or did you figure that out from doing research? Like, how did you learn about the tax system?
Here in the United States, I mean, every nurse in the United States, it came to a point that I said, we're the most hardworking people on earth, but how come majority of the nursing professionals are paycheck to paycheck? You know, I was doing a lot of overtime, but I feel like I'm not getting ahead financially. So that's when I realized, like, there is something wrong. There's something that I'm missing. So that's the time I started learning about finance, and I grab a book. You know, it was the most basic book that I have ever read for about finance, called Finance for Dummies, because I really thought I was a dumb. I have to accept it. And, you know, the first thing to change in your life is really accepting that you are missing or lacking something in knowledge. So that's the one thing I got. And it really helped me a lot because it went through the personal finance as well as taxation, the basic taxation. And then I realized, wait a minute, I did not even use, you know, those things that Madel has mentioned, those tax credits, those tax, you know, what are the tax advantage, you know, retirement plans, like the ones being offered at my work during that time is the 401k and 403b, provided that I was also working in a government institution. They also provided, on top of those, are the 457 plan. For federal, it's called TSP. So you get two options on your retirement there. But I still don't understand those things, but, you know, when I started. So as soon as I started reading, I started listening to podcasts, I actually really became a sponge and understand that, wait a minute, well, taxation is bad. They said if you do a lot of overtime, you get taxed a lot, though. So there's a lot of this myth that's happening and going around the nurses that don't do overtime, you know, it's just going to go to Uncle Sam. But I'm like, looking at it, well, if you're going to tell me to receive $100,000 more of my salary, will I say no to that just because of taxes? And I realize it's not really avoiding those topics. It's really you have to understand those topics to, like Madel said, take advantage of it on your end. So I did receive tax credits as well for my electric vehicle. There's two levels of tax credit actually where I am in Maryland. So you get the federal tax credit and you also get the state tax credit. So it's I think the tax credit for federal is 7,000 something, and the state level was around 4,000 where I am. So just that 11,000, if I didn't know that, I wouldn't even take advantage of it. But actually, one thing that I've learned about using a tax professional is when the first time I used somebody else who wasn't tax pro, somebody just would, he said that he's a tax preparer and all the shebangs. So it was referred to me without really researching that professional. And I actually ended up getting audited. And when that audit happened, that person said, you know, answer it by yourself. I'm like, no, you told me you're going to help me. So I learned my lesson to always, you know, be proactive in understanding what are these things that Madel mentioned, the forms, you know, because if those were filed incorrectly, you're the one who's going to suffer. And you might be paying fees as well. I had to pay like close to 4,000 for that because I don't know and I don't understand. And from that moment, I said to myself, no one will really act on the best interest of yourself except you. So you better learn it, at least the basics. And when you learn it, you will take advantage of those tax credits. I also have my mom as my dependent. And I also have two kids, which we also use as a, you know, for tax credits for kids. Later on in my life, I went beyond the limit of the income. That's wherein the business comes in because there is a lot of tax deductions and tax breaks for businesses as well.
Yes, I want to add to that too with Kay, because through the years that I become a licensed financial professional, so I get in touch with a lot of nurses. So especially new immigrant nurses, at first they're enjoying, you know, whatever tax refund they have, right? Because they didn't realize when they came to the U.S., they probably came middle of the year and their income is not, you know, it's within a certain a lower tax bracket. So they're enjoying their tax refund. And then even though, you know, at times I educate them, hey, you know, you have to be of, you know, of course, if you really want to maximize that and also be proactive if you're going to be paying taxes or not down the road, especially you'll be exposed to a lot of overtime opportunities because that's the way it is, right? So, yes, but because, you know, like what Kay had mentioned, knowledge and education is very, very powerful. So you can be proactively plan ahead. It's not really like if the call of duty asks you to do overtime, you don't have a choice. But you also, you know, you don't want to be upset as well while you're paying a lot of taxes. It's just how you're able to manage this by, of course, having it's either you read books or consult to your CPA because your CPA would know more about how to help you. I would also like to suggest a book because Kay had mentioned because when she started ramping up her income, she started a business, which I did the same. So there's one great book, Lower Your Taxes by Sandy Botkin. I read that, you know, front to back twice, and I truly appreciate that book. So just, yeah. So also last one for the child tax credit, I forgot to say, for those new immigrants that come to the U.S., you might be wondering, oh, how come you know, IRS did not acknowledge my dependents? They were here, they had Social Security, and they you know, all this stuff. You on your first year, they have to live with you more than half of the year, at least 7 months, 6 to 7, at least 7 months to be safe, so you could be able to claim them only on the first year, okay? But the following year, you should be okay.
Got it. So I think the other thing that first of all, thanks for the book suggestion, because I'm going to read that one. I have almost from the beginning of my experience paying taxes, I also wanted to hire a professional. I know there are some people who will buy those online programs or even the free ones that are out there. And they ask you a lot of questions to try and prompt you to see where those benefits may be to your filing. But there's people who, you know, they have a little home office and they're doing, you know, like Kay's first experience, they say, I'll do it for you. And you kind of have a sense of relief, but it is good to, if you're going to hire someone, do your research and make sure that they have the right credentials and they are going to be in your corner. What happens though? And I don't know, Kay, if you experienced this or not, what happens if you file your taxes and you realize like maybe a year later that there's something that you missed that was big, and can you fix it, or are you stuck and whatever you did, you're now out of that money or out of that potential savings?
But great question, Holly, right? Because I really experienced it as a traveling nurse. I've been everywhere. And I did not realize some state actually impose taxes just by owning a car. Mm-hmm. So when I registered in Connecticut, I did not realize that I have to pay taxes like every year, like how houses are. So it's like, I think there's only three states, if I'm not mistaken, like around three states in the US that you will have to pay taxes on the car, like how you do pay taxes on your house, you know, like a property tax is being paid every year. This state said you have to pay taxes on the car, and the taxes is based from the type of car that you own. So if you own a luxury car, your taxes is very high. So we did not realize that for 3 years, we're not paying 2 to 3 years, we're not paying Connecticut taxes on auto. And the tax that we had there was $800 a year. And after 5 years, we actually got a mail while we're outside Connecticut that, hey, your account was sent by the city for collections of taxes that you did not pay. And it incurred interest and it incurred penalty as well. And I'm like, I have no idea about that. But they said, you know, you can settle this now, or you want to do installment payments. So what you will have to do if you miss something, first, you're going to have to ask your tax professional. If the tax professional say, hey, you cannot go around with it, you just have to pay it. You just call the collections or the city who send you that bill, tax bill, and you can fix it. You know, you can fix it and talk to them and settle it. Our account did not go on collections. We did not get any bad credit history. As soon as you get those notices, you have to respond as quick as possible. Don't ignore it, but it's fixable. And don't be scared, because they understand that a lot of people move around and nobody knows this, you know, auto tax as soon as you get there in that new state. And there's not only auto taxes. So in other states, there's also like city tax, county tax, that is not being done in other states. So it's your responsibility to sit down with a tax professional when you have plans to moving around. So that's my recommendation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Know what you're getting into. Madel, please repeat the name of the book and the author that you mentioned. Oh,
okay. Lower Your Taxes. Well, Lower Your Taxes big time. There's a big time, because there are a lot of Lower Your Taxes book. Okay. Mm-hmm. Lower Your Taxes Big Time by Sandy Botkin.
Okay. Thank you.
There, he mainly talks there about, besides your earned income as an employee, you also have to look at a side hustle. If you're having a hard time to lower your taxable income because your income is so big, you do a lot of overtime. So think about a side hustle that could lower your taxable income, because you can really like take advantage of almost your daily expenses as a write-off. They said that, and it's mentioned in the book too. Mm-hmm. And can I share a little bit, Holly, about an experience too with what Kay mentioned? I knew a friend that was audited with IRS because she didn't know about the 1099 form. Because all she knew was the only form to file in tax is W-2. It's her first year in the U.S. She didn't know. So she received a 1099 from her other job. And for some reason, she didn't file it. And then she got a paperwork from IRS, like an audit, and she had to pay IRS back $20,000. She was so devastated. She didn't know it, right? So she had to work with a CPA and went into a payment program. But like what I said, those simple forms, don't neglect when they come to your mail around February, March. you know, take them all, any tax form with, you know, numbers, get them and take them to your tax professional so that they can review it for you.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.